Business English Power, Episode 27. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei online and in Japan. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to get into our current events episode today. We do these usually on the weekend, every Sunday. And these are current events going on around the world, usually in the world of business, economics, anything having to do with the world and the business scene, companies, trends, tech, everything. We try to cover as much as we can, and we give a variety of topics so that you can know what's going on in the world, but also have new vocabulary in context, and you have the tools that you need to talk about certain topics with your coworkers and your guests, your clients. So that is the point of doing the current events episode. So I appreciate you joining me today. We've got a great article today from voanews.com. We're going to hit that in just 1 second. Before we do that, please make sure to subscribe to Business English Power so that you do not miss a single episode. Hit subscribe if you are on Apple Podcasts. If you are on Spotify, please hit follow. Or if you are on Amazon Music, wherever you are listening to this, please make sure you follow or subscribe. And I would definitely appreciate it. Please consider sharing this episode as well if you feel that it is valuable to you. All right. So with that being said, we are going to get started with this episode of current events. And we're going to look at an article from voanews.com. Now, as always, what I recommend is following along with the article if you can. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes below. So just click on that. If you can, click the link. I was trying to say two words at once. And we will get started with the article. And if you can hear me read it, as long as you are looking at it yourself, you can kind of match the pronunciation, the intonation to the written word, which is very important because, of course, I'm going to read it fairly naturally. Of course, as natural as I can, so that you can also understand it at, you know, a somewhat decent pace. And so that is important as we continue on. If you do not have access to the article at the moment, please go back and follow along. Listen again when you do have access to the article. Now, this is not a long article, so this is going to be a good one. We'll be able to get to it pretty quickly. Now, let's get to the article here, which is titled Dior Postpones Hong Kong Fashion Show Indefinitely. So let's take a look at the title, the headline of this article first. Now, how many of you are into fashion? Are you familiar with the brand Dior? Pretty well known, one of the best known high class luxury brands out there. And Dior, of course, is in the, you know, they make, of course, handbags. They make, well, I'm not really sure. I shouldn't even guess, but they are a high, you know, luxury brand for those kind of goods. And we are going to talk about that company because, not because of the fashion aspect so much, but it is a interesting take or an interesting look at how this has affected the Hong Kong market. And we'll take a look at this now. We're going to talk about Hong Kong, and this is a fashion show that was supposed to be held. And again, we're just looking at the title here, and it is going to be postponed indefinitely. So what does that mean? Do you know what indefinitely means? So indefinitely just simply means for the time being, okay, as long as it needs to be. Or, you know, until something else happens where they can reschedule it. So, I mean, it doesn't mean they're canceling it altogether at this point. It just means that it's postponed for now. And until we know when, it's going to remain postponed. So, let's get into the article. As we do Business English Power style, We're going to go through paragraph by paragraph and pause after each one so that you can kind of gather the definitions and the meanings and put it all together as we go through. So let's get to the article. Here we go. First paragraph. Dior has postponed a fashion show set to be held in Hong Kong next month, a city official confirmed Saturday, dealing a blow to the financial hub's ambitions to boost its economy through major events. Okay, that's the first paragraph is actually a really long sentence, so let's kind of break that down first. So Dior, as we mentioned, is a well-known high luxury brand. They postponed their fashion show. It was set to be held next month. By next month, we'll assume that is April, because we are in March now. A city official confirmed Saturday. So a city official, okay, so not even a spokesperson from the company, but a city official means someone in the government of Hong Kong. Now, dealing a blow, what does that mean? To deal a blow. Okay, so a blow in this case means like a hit or some type of damage. Okay, so we're dealing a blow. So dealing, of course, is simply, you know, a synonym for giving, okay, or distributing. So if we imagine in this case giving a some sort of damage would be the kind of definition if I were to put it into other words, okay? To the financial hub's ambitions. Okay, so financial hub. So do you know the word hub, H-U-B? So hub is like a central point. So sometimes we talk about certain train stations as being a hub. Maybe it's a central hub for many stations, like perhaps in New York City would be Penn Station would be a hub, just out of memory. In Tokyo, of course, Shinjuku is definitely a big hub for train stations in Tokyo, if you're from Tokyo or you're familiar. So you kind of get the idea of what hub means. And then, so in this case, financial hub means Hong Kong is definitely a central point for finance in the world. Ambitions, okay? So ambitions, okay, that's pretty straightforward. You know, you have a high goal of achieving something. And then to boost its economy through major events. So this is something that's very interesting. This is a current trend in the economy, in particular Hong Kong. Particularly, we'll get into all that. They're going to expand on that in just a moment, but that's kind of what we're getting at in this article. So let's move on to the next paragraph. Hong Kong is courting top international celebrities and brands in the hope of rebooting its reputation, which has been battered by years of social unrest and strict pandemic curbs. Okay, let's pause there. A lot of vocabulary here to go through. So first of all, Hong Kong is courting. What does that mean? So courting, to court, means to try to attract, okay, to bring. So top celebrity, international celebrities, of course, famous people, stars that many people know, and brands. Okay, so this is one of the brands, Dior, in the hope of rebooting its reputation. Okay, rebooting, as everyone knows, is like kind of like restarting like your computer. And then its reputation. So that's a really good use of the words there, rebooting its reputation. So why do they need to reboot their reputation, in meaning Hong Kong, the city? Well, as they say, it's been battered by years of social unrest. So battered means to be beaten, to be hit. Yeah? And then by years of social unrest. So they've had, you know, the demonstrations, they've had just riots, things like that have happened in Hong Kong in the recent years. So it's kind of given the reputation, at least for tourism and finance, kind of a bad image, right? And strict pandemic rules. So during the pandemic, their rules for visiting, things like that, maybe leaving, were quite strict. And so, again, people who are tourists that would usually go to some place like Hong Kong maybe were dissuaded. Okay, so it means the opposite of persuaded. So they were dissuaded into going to Hong Kong. They wanted to go elsewhere because the rules were very strict. Perhaps, okay, that's what they're suggesting in the article. All right, let's move on. The Dior fashion show, meant to feature artistic director Kim Jones and the men's autumn collection, was to be one of several, quote, mega events, end quote, touted last month by Hong Kong's culture, sports, and tourism chief Kevin Yeung as part of the city's drive to become an event capital. Okay, so let's pause there. So this was to promote the men's autumn collection and a mega event. So these type of events, mega, of course, means really big, super event. Yeah? They're trying to use these mega events to really boost the economy, boost the publicity of the city itself. And the so touted last month, touted means like advertised or to be promoted, you know. Hong Kong's culture, sports, and tourism chief Kevin Yeung, so that's a particular role that Mr. Yeung fills. And yeah, they're driving to become an event capital, again, meaning not necessarily like a governmental capital, but a capital among big events around the world. All right, let's move on. But Yeung's office confirmed to AFP on Saturday that it had, quote, just been notified, unquote, by organizers that the fashion show would not go ahead as scheduled on March 23rd. Okay, here's a quote from the spokesperson. Large-scale events are postponed from time to time, and we continue to welcome large-scale events to take place in Hong Kong, end quote, a spokesperson for Yeung's office said. Okay, so let's pause there. So it looks like the original notification came from the organizers of the event, and they had let them know. They let Mr. Yeung's office know. And it was supposed to be on March 23rd, so maybe this article is from a little bit before. And then the quote, large-scale events. Okay, so large-scale events usually means the number of attendees that are planned. And again, it's not a fixed amount, of course, but you know, in this case, I think as we will get to, they'll say there are about 1,000 expected attendees. So that's definitely a large-scale event. Sometimes they're postponed from time to time. And he said they do welcome large-scale events. Okay, let's continue. Dior said the show had been, quote, postponed indefinitely, end quote, without giving specifics, according to a company statement quoted by the South China Morning Post. According to the South China Morning Post, the event was expected to cost about $100 million, that's Hong Kong dollars, so 12.8 million US dollars, and draw nearly 1,000 attendees. Okay, so we'll stop there. So South China Morning Post is, again, one of the local newspapers. And again, they didn't really have a reason why it's been postponed indefinitely. But they said it was expected to cost $12.8 million in U.S. Wow. And to draw 1,000 attendees. Yeah, so big event, but it was canceled. Now let's get to the last two articles here, or last two paragraphs, excuse me. Louis Vuitton in November held its men's pre-fall 2024 show in Hong Kong, led by creative director Pharrell Williams, and drawing celebrity guests from China and South Korea. The much-hyped runway show was seen as a boon to Hong Kong's international image and a sign of the luxury giant's commitment to Asian markets. All right, that is the end of the article, but let's go back and tackle that last two paragraphs there. So Louis Vuitton is definitely another brand, maybe a competitor of Dior, a luxury brand, and they held a similar event last November with Pharrell Williams, director Pharrell Williams. I'm guessing that's the same Pharrell Williams as we know from the music industry, who gave us songs like Happy and what was the other one? Lucky? Is that the other one? Yeah, so he had some really good songs back several years ago. I'm guessing it's the same Pharrell Williams. I don't know how many of them there are. And also drawing celebrity guests from China and South Korea. the much hyped runway show. So much hyped means it was very well promoted. People talked about it, and it usually means it's in a positive note, maybe on social media, things like that, was seen as a boon to Hong Kong's international image. So a boon is something that's a very fortuitous, something that's a good, that's very good or good luck to the city, to its international image, and a sign of the luxury giant's commitment to Asian markets. Okay, so again, a luxury giant, meaning Louis Vuitton as a company. And so, yeah, I think Dior was probably hoping to kind of use that model for themselves, but it, again, had to postpone for various reasons that they are not getting into. And again, it seems that they are speculating that it just has to do with the economic situation. So again, kind of an interesting article there. It kind of shows about, you know, it talks about how, you know, these events are being used to clean up the reputation of the city of Hong Kong, or we'll call it the city / country of Hong Kong. And yeah, hopefully, you know, these things will be able to go on as planned in the near future. But again, we don't really know why they had to cancel or postpone this event. But let me know what you think. I mean, are you a collector or a buyer or shopper of these brands? Do you care about Louis Vuitton, Dior, Gucci, however many other brands there are out there? I don't really follow that world, to be honest with you. But I do know it is definitely a good indicator of the culture and economic world and business world. So a very interesting article here. Thanks for following along. Let me know if you have any questions, of course. Just email me al@businessenglishpower.com. And I would love to hear from you there. Make sure to subscribe to Business English Power. And also, we've got something really cool coming up very soon. Head on over to businessenglishpower.com to sign up and not miss a single thing. And yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of good stuff coming up. We're going to keep making episodes, so make sure you are following and subscribe. They're going to be coming out, and we're going to tackle some more business English topics this month. As always, business English skills, articles, current events, we are going to cover it all. So thanks for listening today. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.